Stephen Curtis Chapman up on the mountain, WWIB, and 29 degrees as we get to the best 5 minutes of the day. And I almost want to start with an apology to Jason Cans, because I know when I ask for a favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman song, that's one you name, but I didn't get you on the line soon enough to hear any of it.
Yeah, I was wondering. I mean, I hear that, and I'm like, that's, I think, probably my favorite.
Well, here's it. We got a pair of tickets for the concert Thursday night at 7 at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. And all people have to do, you've heard of Sing for Your Supper. We've got something. You've heard of The Voice. We've got The Voice Mail. In the next 3 hours and 15 minutes, leave yourself singing just a portion of any Stephen Curtis Chapman song, The Mountain, you name it. I would probably sing a portion of His Strength is Perfect. And so 715-396-1670 will include you in a drawing after 8:45 to see who wins a pair of tickets for the concert. How about it?
Nice. I don't know what song I would sing. That's a good question. I mean, it could be The Mountain. GOTTOBTRU. I mean, that could be
Got
good
to
too.
Be True, yeah.
Yeah, Got to Be True.
Huh. So, a lot of great ones, for sure.
There were, yeah.
You're welcome to sing anytime on this show. You're a good singer.
Yes, I probably will not do that this morning.
I sing privately. When I was walking the dogs, I was singing His Strength is Perfect, but that's a different, you know, they don't howl. They just kind of
right.
Let me be, so.
Yeah, that's nice. Uh-huh. That's very nice.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see. I have a compliment for you to start the day.
Sure.
And not just that you're a good singer. It's that I was thinking about this. Sometimes there's a Matthew West song, Something to Say, and those people who are passionate communicators, and I think of you as that, oftentimes struggle to listen. I'll just mention, I mean, Stuart Briscoe, I've mentioned the late, great Stuart Briscoe's on my spiritual Mount Rushmore. He and his wife, Jill, I put them there together. And he was a great communicator and just a wonderful orator. But it was said of him, you know, like counseling wasn't his biggest forte. And so, again, a lot of skills, a lot of abilities. I think of you as a passionate and good communicator, but also as a good listener. That's a tough balance. Talk to me about that.
Thank you. You know, I think that's really hard. It probably helps that I have a degree in counseling. I think we have to almost intentionally set ourselves up to want to listen, to understand, not just listen to respond. I think sometimes the risk people who are passionate communicators run into is that they are wanting to make points or listen mm-hmm. to respond versus then listen to understand. And I think that's where I try to do that, is to want to truly hear the person I'm talking with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think you convey that. I think a friend of ours, Perry Polnasek, also I think of as a wonderful empathetic listener too, right? But I think that's a great point. I mean, and so, again, my advice, I've said this before, I'll say it again, like every marriage card, my niece got married in November, and I said, this is for both, you know, James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, and, you know, violate it every day, but I think it's great advice, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, and I think that's true of a lot of things we encounter in Scripture, is that it gives us what we're shooting for, right? Even when we do fall short of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think it is, yeah. I mean, I think I was just rereading the Romans 7 portion that I don't know that I'll ever understand. You know, Paul writing, I do what I don't want to do, and I don't do what I want to do.
Right.
And that clearly, to me, is not in the past. It's in the present. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I get frustrated when I hear that people are like, oh, that was Paul in the past. I'm like, no, I think that was Paul writing right. at that exact time.
Because
so.
He's saying, and then he closes it, who will rescue me from this body of death?
Right.
Thanks be to God and Jesus Christ. So.
Yeah. For sure.
But it is part of the journey, right? I mean, we get justified. We're seated with Christ in the heavenlies, Ephesians 2:6. We will have glorified bodies, so we look forward to that. With hope, but then in the end, that sanctification is nothing less than messy, like a woodworker's workshop or road construction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you've lived in Wisconsin long enough, you know road construction is never ending.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, 1 Peter 4:14-16 today.
Yeah, it says, if you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed, for the glorious Spirit of our God rests upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, making trouble, or prying into other people's affairs. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name.
Hmm. And from your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle it this way. When people make fun of you because you're a Christian, call you hateful, or insist that following my son is a ridiculous pipe dream, my spirit is with you in your pain. If you pursue evil, you will also suffer, but not in a way that's blessed. If you kill or steal, or even if you stick your nose into other people's affairs in an unwelcome fashion, you'll experience the discipline of pain, guilt, and shame. Let your suffering be on account of me, and give thanks when it happens. Final thought.
Yeah, I think sometimes we as Christians confuse the manner with which we approach people, which can often be ungracious, as being suffering for Christ, when actually it's because we're not being kind. And I think we are called to be kind and loving, and let the suffering be for right reasons.
So you're saying sometimes we can be too quick to say, oh, I'm suffering for Christ. Maybe it's for another reason.
Right. Yeah. Precisely. Yep.
All right. Love you, brother. Talk
you
to
bet.
You tomorrow.
Love you, too. Talk to you later.
There we go. WWIB. Well, came in this morning, and we've got a large picture of Warren Stewart, and then, of course, our matriarchal founder, Mabel Louise Stewart, after her passing here recently in our celebration of life at Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls. But came in this morning, and the picture of Warren had been shifted just around the corner. And next to Mabel Louise's picture, this state citation by the state Senate. And I thought, Dawson, we could share it with the listeners.
Absolutely.
Says the state of Wisconsin citation by the state Senate, know you by these presents. Whereas Mabel Louise Stewart of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, passed away peacefully on December 27th, 2023, a couple days after turning 101 years of age, and
whereas Mabel and her husband Warren Stewart started WWIB Christian Radio Station 103.7 FM in 1971, where Mabel hosted her own program called At Home with Mabel Louise, and
whereas Mabel impacted so many lives through her public ministry, sharing Jesus' message of hope, love, and mercy in the Chippewa Valley and beyond for over 50 years, and
whereas Mabel led an exemplary life, continually striving to know, love, and serve the Lord in every aspect of her life, and helped others do the same, and
whereas Mabel is survived by her four children, Terry, Connie, Gregory, and Gary, along with 11 grandchildren and 26 great-grandchildren, now
therefore, the members of the Wisconsin State Senate, on the motion of Senator Jesse James and Representative Rob Summerfield, commend Mabel Louise Stewart on living a long and faith-filled life. May her soul rest in peace.
That is beautiful.
That's lovely.
Thank you so much to Senator James and Representative Summerfield for that.
Yeah, so meaningful and such a beautiful depiction of a life well-lived, an incredible body of work there. Now, throughout the morning, we've been doing I don't know if it's a contest, just a little activity. Oh, yeah, it's a contest. We're going to do a drawing, and doing a drawing soon. Yeah, folks have been calling in and getting involved in the voicemail, calling in specifically singing a little section of their favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman tune to get their names into a drawing for two tickets to the concert this Thursday. Now, that drawing is going to be in 20 minutes at 8:45.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Just over 10 minutes.
Goodness. Right now. It'll be after. I think the way to say is after 8:45. Don't hold us right to quarter to nine, but yeah, after 8:45. Yeah. And so 715-396-1670. Earlier this morning, it started with Sherry and Bloomer. She was brave and bold and sang some of Don't Lose Heart. And then also Beth, very bravely, coming with More to This Life. I actually even sang a little bit of His Strength is Perfect. Does that mean I'm eligible to win the tickets? No, I'm not. But also, we've got this latest entry leading into a song from SC Squared.
Good morning. This is Evelyn and JoJo Keepers on the way to school. And this was the first Stephen Curtis Chapman song we ever knew. My dad actually taught me how to dance by sticking me up on a kitchen stool. And we danced to this song. Go out, dance with Cinderella. Well, she's here in my arms. I know something the prince never knew. Oh, now here in my arms. Good God,
to whatever song plays, without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's been a long day and there's still work to do. She's pulling at me saying, Dad, I need you. There's a ball at the castle and I've been invited. And I need to practice my dancing.
All right, well, the Stephen Curtis Chapman, we have been playing the voicemail all morning, and we've had four contestants. It started with Jerry and Bloomer and Don't Lose Heart, and then Beth and Eau Claire with More of This Life. You just heard, shortly after the weather, Evelyn and JoJo and Jump River with a very tender explanation and a song of Cinderella. And then Jen in Chippewa Falls, she actually sang the song that won our recent Stephen Curtis Chapman song tournament last week. Dive came out on top, and it got Deb in Chippewa Falls two tickets.
But will it win this drawing?
Yeah.
That's the question for this morning.
Again, we're going to have the drum roll in just a moment, and somebody wins a pair of tickets for Stephen Curtis Chapman at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. For everybody who doesn't win, go get your tickets at WIB.com under the events tab. Been encouraged, Doss, to hear more and more from folks saying that, yes, they've got their tickets and they're going to be there trying to help us pack it out for the very deserving Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah, here we go.
Without further ado, the drum roll. And the winner of two tickets to Stephen Curtis Chapman at the Pablo Center on Thursday night is Sherry and Bloomer.
Congrats, Sherry, for coming away with those two tickets to a wonderful night out at the Pablo Center. You, WIB, Stephen Curtis Chapman, all going to be there for an incredible evening. Exciting stuff. And hey, even if you didn't make it, we still hope to see you there for a wonderful night out, a concert you will not forget.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. And he'll have a great band with him as well. What a night to remember. Sherry, you got us rolling this morning, so thank you so much and congratulations.
Sounds like you've got a busy morning ahead, so this might be the last moment we have together here as you slip out.
I am off to Chicago with your mom as she heads back to Liberia, West Africa for Teamwork Africa. Then I'm going to stop and see my mom in Wauwatosa. She's got a birthday tomorrow. And then back here to host the WIB Wake Up Show as Caleb returns tomorrow.
So much to do. I'll just say before we part ways, it's been wonderful to be in with you these past couple days. I love my chances to get to do it, spend some time with you on the air.
I love it, too. Thanks so much.
Well, you got to say what you always say. You know, some fathers and sons go hunting and fishing together. We do radio.
Absolutely.